Joined with Sage McBride. Sage is with the band Shred Kelly. Shred Kelly is going to be in Olds as part of the summer Olstice celebrations. And Sage, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you and I kind of talking off air moments ago about your epic tour. You guys are in the midst of something else in terms of the schedule. Canmore tomorrow, Revelstoke Friday, Olstice, and a Calgary show on Saturday. So why don't we start this by me asking you how the tour goes so far?
The tour so far has been great. We just played North by Northeast in Toronto, and then we're really looking forward to coming back to the Alberta, BC area. So yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, and I think it's only going to get crazier as we're flying back west and then coming back out east and heading all the way to Newfoundland.
You guys have roots in British Columbia, from what I understand, that being, I guess, the home province of the band?
The band originated in British Columbia, but we're, as a band, all from all parts of the country. So a few of us are originally from Ontario, our drummer's from Newfoundland, our guitar player's from Australia. So our tour also serves as a great way to catch up with family and friends on the road. So we're visiting family at the moment, and so it's a really great way to keep in touch with everybody.
Wow, that is a true piece of Canadiana, then, to have, and it's a big country, but to have so many members from all over the place. Well, let's talk a little bit about, Shred Kelly. First, I have to ask, it's on your Twitter profile, what is Stoke Folk?
Stoke Folk is, we came up with the name, a friend of ours called it our music Stoke Folk, just because we were having trouble defining it, so we kept calling it folk rock, but then people kind of thought that would be a bit more on the mellow side. So eventually someone said, you know what it is? It's Stoke Folk. It's folk music that gets you really stoked, that gets you really amped up. So we stuck with that because we thought it was the perfect description, because at our live shows there's a lot of dancing and a huge party every time. So it kind of captured the whole sound.
Well, with you guys coming to Olds on Saturday, that was going to be my next question, is for anybody who hasn't seen a live Shred Kelly show, what can they expect?
Oh, just a lot of dancing. Hopefully it is hot. It'll be very sweaty. We're sweaty regardless. Even when we play in the winter outdoors, we still manage to work up a sweat. So just bring your dancing shoes, and then hopefully we can all have a good time together.
Now, you guys have a banjo.
Yep.
I hate comparing bands to other bands, but given the success of the band to which you guys were compared, I have to ask the question, is it safe to say you guys are Canada's answer to Mumford & Sons?
Definitely, if you're looking for the banjo and you're into Mumford & Sons, then we're definitely something that you will enjoy. It's definitely there's a bit more punk rock elements and then maybe a bit more pop. So there are some differences, but if it's the banjo that you're after, then we would definitely have that component.
Speaking of folk and all of that jazz, you guys have a pretty gigantic show coming up, the Ottawa Folk Fest, and Neil Young is the headliner for that. How exciting is that?
That is very exciting. I think that's a life goal check mark for all of us, so that's definitely one that we can check off the list. So we're ecstatic to get to see that show, and just to be on the same bill is just an honor. We are ecstatic about that.
They are Shred Kelly. They are in Olds this Saturday as part of the Summer Olstice celebrations. They're going to be on the stage at 2:00. Come on out and find out what Stoke Folk is all about. Sage, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.